Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Is it a great day for America? Well, sure. We are moving forward with our political process. A lot of people are saying that the Republican race for the nomination for President of the United States is over. Nikki Haley says, no, it's not. She's going to continue to run against Donald Trump. And there are lots and lots of things that are happening between now and even between now and March 5th, which is the Super Tuesday. That is a day of 16 primary elections. And one of the things that's interesting about it is most of those big primary elections have what they had in New Hampshire, which is the ability of independent voters who aren't registered as Republicans to choose to vote in the Republican primary. Last night was not a crushing landslide against Nikki Haley for Donald Trump. It was a decisive but underwhelming victory. That's the way I've described it. And by the way, if you go to our Substack, I have posted a piece about New Hampshire in context. And the context is that Churchill is famous for saying, and this is a real Churchill quote, not the made-up Churchill quote that Ron DeSantis used in his farewell announcement, his announcement withdrawing his candidacy. There's been a lot of people, the International Churchill Society, have said, no, no, Churchill never said this. It was about courage. Now, he did say lots of things about courage, but not the quote that was used by Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is also been talking about some of the problems for Trump's campaign that were revealed not just by the voting last night, but by the exit polls. There is one stunning exit poll that was done by Fox News, Fox News voter analysis, and it indicates why people who are saying, well, this shows that Donald Trump is embraced by everybody who's a Republican, and everybody who's a Republican is going to be solid behind Trump, and the Republicans are all going to come together. Okay, here's the exit poll, and they asked, how would you feel if Trump wins the nomination? And by the way, of course, it remains overwhelmingly likely that Trump will win the nomination. It was likely yesterday. It's a little bit more likely today. But this question, how would you feel if Trump wins the nomination? And satisfied, 53% of the New Hampshire Republicans, the Republicans who voted last night, yesterday, and whose votes were counted, 53% said, I would be satisfied. 11% said, I would be dissatisfied, but I'd still vote for Trump. And 35% of Republicans who voted last night said that if Trump wins the nomination, I wouldn't vote for him. Okay, what that means is there is no chance at victory. Now, why not? What are the problems that are going to run into the Trump campaign, particularly the legal problems? We'll be speaking to Andy McCarthy about that coming up. He is, of course, with National Review, a former federal prosecutor, very distinguished, legendary federal prosecutor. We'll also be speaking to David Frum about the future of the Republican Party and whether this race is indeed over. And then to David Drucker of the Dispatch, who is on the ground in various states that are going to be important. The primary coming up in South Carolina, which everybody is looking at very closely, that primary is actually due on February 24th. So we're talking about just about a month from now. And what does that primary show? It shows an overwhelming lead for President Trump, much higher than his lead last night. One of the things that I think that is important to take a look at is that for people who say that this was a disaster for Nikki Haley, she actually, and partially it was because Ron DeSantis had dropped out of the race and because Chris Christie had dropped out of the race, and basically it was just her and Trump. But still, she more than doubled the percentage of the vote she got in Iowa. In Iowa, she got 19% of the vote. Here in New Hampshire, she got 43 or 44% of the vote. They're still finalizing the percentage of the vote that she got and how the votes came in. And Trump? Trump got 51% of the vote in the Iowa caucuses. And a lot of that was with a very low turnout. And that's what Ron DeSantis commented on. He said that President Trump should be looking at these turnouts because there may be an enthusiasm gap, and she should be concerned about it for the general election. Okay, Trump got 51% of the vote in the Iowa caucuses. And he got last night 55% of the votes in New Hampshire. But the idea that that is a move in the right direction for Trump is sort of the argument against that is he had only one real opponent here. And in the Iowa caucuses, during most of that campaigning, there were very active campaigns for Vivek Ramaswamy, who got 8%. You had 22%, 23% that was won by Ron DeSantis in the Iowa caucuses. So in this race, with only one opponent, he went up from 51% to 55%. And you say, well, so what? What it shows is that this idea that everyone in the Republican Party wants Donald Trump to be the candidate for president because he has such a great chance to win for president of the United States. The polling, which was going to continue here, still has one area that it hasn't fully assimilated or taken seriously. And that area is President Trump's dates in the courtroom. I mean, we've seen during his campaigning in New Hampshire, it was campaigning one day and showing up in court the next day to hear all kinds of bad news. The potential that the E. Jean Carroll case is going to not only establish Trump's liability for having committed sexual assault some years ago. That's what the decision that was made. Now the question is, how much is he going to pay for defamation? But then there is the much more serious case about January 6th. The fact is that overwhelming numbers of Republicans, about 60%, and that's what the exit polls show from last night as well, believe that Trump actually did win the election of 2020. And that the election was stolen, that Joe Biden is not a legitimate president. But that is a majority of Republicans. There are virtually no independents and no Democrats who believe that. And as long as that continues to be an issue, as long as the charges against him continue to unfold, there are more indications in the exit polling that if Trump is the nominee and he has been convicted of any of the charges and there are 91 against him, well, what would happen? We will get to that because that's an important part. We'll also be speaking to Andy McCarthy coming up. That and more on the MedVet Show.
Ding, 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 ding.
Get 50% off by becoming an annual MedHead member.
Nice.
Join at michaelmedved.com.
Real nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MedVed. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MedVed at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Show.
And on the Michael Medved show, I was speaking about some of the grim news. And it is grim. It should be alarming for anybody who is committed to the idea of a Trump nomination as the GOP candidate for president. Because what the exit polling shows, and it's not just exit polling by CBS or CNN, Fox, which has its own exit polling, shows the same kind of phenomenon, which is that there is a very strong percentage of people who would not be content with Trump winning the nomination and wouldn't vote for him, they say, at this point. And aside from that, there's another question that they asked in the general exit polls for both the Iowa caucuses last week and for yesterday's New Hampshire primary. They asked the same question, which is if President Trump is found guilty of a criminal offense, would he be fit to be president? And what's stunning is that of the people who participated in the Republican primary in New Hampshire last night, 47%, in other words, very nearly half, said that if Trump is found guilty of anything, he is unfit to serve as president. And by the way, in Iowa, where Trump had a bigger victory because he had more candidates running against him. He had 51% that he got in Iowa against the different candidates running against him. But among the people who participated in the Iowa caucuses, and remember, that's all Republicans. They didn't have the ability to come in as an independent or an unaligned, unaffiliated, or a Democrat to come in and participate in the Iowa caucuses. And of those people who came into the Iowa caucuses and voted in the Republican side, a third of them, a third, 33%, said that if Trump is convicted of anything, then he is unfit to be president. And then, again, along the same lines, and this is something Steve Doocy talked about on Fox and Friends this morning, the question they asked New Hampshire Republicans is, how would you feel if Trump wins the nomination? And 53% said they would be satisfied. So it's very similar to the percentage of people who actually personally voted for Trump. And that's 53%. He got 55% who voted for him. 53% would be satisfied. But 35%... said that they would not vote for him. And another 11% said they would be dissatisfied but still vote for Trump. And one of the things that they bring out in media, and I think it's true, is while Trump predictably called it a huge victory and signaled to his surrogates to call for Haley to drop out, the margin of victory isn't that big. And the voter analysis from Fox News suggests deeper problems for Trump's viability in a general election. Steve Doocy reported the results of the polling data on Fox and Friends Wednesday morning. He noted that 62% of unaffiliated voters in New Hampshire went for Nikki Haley, while 83% of very conservative primary voters in the state went for Donald Trump. But here's the rub, Doocy said, noting how a lot of major publications today are talking about this. He then posed a question asked of pollsters, how would you feel if Trump wins the nomination? It turns out that only 53% of Republicans said they'd be very satisfied. And here's the problem for the former president. According to our voter analysis, 35% of Republicans said they would not vote for Donald Trump. He added that a Politico article reported that 43% of Nikki Haley voters yesterday said they would vote for Joe Biden. And Ainsley Earhart said, she pushed back, she said, well, 43% of the Nikki Haley voters are going to vote for Joe Biden, but that still leaves a lot of voters voting for Trump. Yeah, but if you are losing 43% of the Nikki Haley voters, and again, in New Hampshire, there were 44% of people who actually voted for Nikki Haley. If you're losing half of those, that means you're losing a grand total of about 20% of Republican voters. And that's of Republican voters. You can't win an election with that. And this is one of the reasons that Nikki Haley emphasized last night in her concession statement, which I think was very effective and gracious, and set up the reason she is continuing with this campaign. She congratulated President Trump and indicated that the fight between them is just beginning. This is clip one.
I want to congratulate Donald Trump on his victory tonight. He earned it, and I want to acknowledge that. Now, you've all heard the chatter among the political class. They're falling all over themselves, saying this race is over. Well, I have news for all of them. New Hampshire is first in the nation. It is not the last in the nation. This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go. And the next one is my sweet state of South Carolina.
Okay, she continues and talks about the fact that President Trump's victory in both Iowa and New Hampshire, and he is the first candidate who is not an incumbent president to win both Iowa and New Hampshire. Generally, it's split. One goes one way, the other goes the other way. Trump's won them both. But if you actually look at Trump's record as a leader of the Republican Party, there are a lot of losses. And here's what Nikki Haley says about that. This is clip two.
With Donald Trump, Republicans have lost almost every competitive election. We lost the Senate. We lost the House. We lost the White House. We lost in 2018. We lost in 2020. And we lost in 2022. The worst kept secret in politics is how badly the Democrats want to run against Donald Trump.
Trump's a loser.
He's a loser.
They know Trump is the only Republican in the country who Joe Biden can defeat. You can't fix the mess if you don't win an election.
We want to win.
A Trump nomination is a Biden win and a Kamala Harris presidency.
She had sounded a little bit more like that during the lead up to the New Hampshire primary. Might have given her the few votes that she needed to turn it around. So what about the legal future for President Trump? We'll be talking about that with Andy McCarthy coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. Freezing rain and snow are expected to cause travel headaches in the central U.S. through today. The National Weather Service warning of possible icy roads and power outages from the Midwest to the Northeast. Yesterday evening and late last night, cities across the central U.S. also experienced dense fog as well. In politics,
nobody gets crowds like this. They want to see our country be great again. It's very simple.
Former President Trump visiting one polling place just hours before notching another convincing win in the Republican presidential primary in New Hampshire. Meanwhile, current President Joe Biden is also celebrating a successful write-in campaign that gave him a primary victory in New Hampshire on the Democratic side. And the U.S. Supreme Court approving the Biden administration's plea to overturn a lower court decision prohibiting federal agents from dismantling the razor wire installed by Texas along the southern border. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Michael Medved Show. We are joined by Andy McCarthy, one of my favorite guests. He is a senior fellow at National Review Institute. He is a contributing editor at National Review, the leading conservative publication by many accounts in the country. And he is also a former assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, where he helped to put terrorists in jail and to defend our country. There's breaking news, Andy, but apparently just coming across the wire, that the trial of E. Jean Carroll's defamation lawsuit against Donald J. Trump has been postponed for another day and will resume tomorrow, Thursday. That's what a federal court announced just a few moments ago. The court did not offer a reason for the additional delay, but the trial was originally postponed for a day after Judge Lewis Kaplan said in court that a juror had reported flu-like symptoms and would be getting a COVID test. Andy McCarthy, do you think that they should have some resolution from this this new defamation lawsuit and some determination about how much more Trump is supposed to be paying E. Jean Carroll? Is that likely to come down the pike sometime before the weekend?
I don't think, Michael, that the case will be done at this point by this week. I think it'll spill into next week, simply because, assuming this juror returns, or the judge decides to press on without the juror, and I'll come back to that if you'd like. The big thing that has to happen is whether Trump testifies or not. If he does testify, I would expect that that would take a lot of Thursday, and then you'd have summations by the lawyers. The judge would have to charge the jury. So, I mean, it's possible they could get done by Friday if they get started tomorrow. But I would think it's more likely that it spill over to Monday. The interesting thing is whether what's going on is simply what meets the eye, which is that a juror has fallen ill, and they're a little bit concerned that the juror may have exposed the other jurors, and they're just trying to assess that, and everything will be fine, and we'll all be back in business tomorrow. Or it could be that, you know, Judge Kaplan and former President Trump have had a lot of tension between them as these as the trial has proceeded. Trump is trying to bait the judge into you know, potentially banning him from the courtroom, banning him from participation in the trial. And it could be that Kaplan, who could have just gone ahead with this trial, the federal rules require six jurors. He's got nine, so he could actually dismiss this juror and go ahead. But I think Judge Kaplan is trying to make a record that he's giving Trump every opportunity to testify if he chooses to testify. So we'll see what happens tomorrow morning.
Again, do you think it's a good decision politically for President Trump to insist on testifying here? He doesn't need to testify. He didn't need to be present in the court the other day when he was there, basically making, upstaging everybody else in the courtroom. Is it a good idea for him to give such focus to this case?
Well, I think now that he's kind of dug in on it, it probably is. One potential strategy would have been just to ignore it like he did the last time, but I think ignoring it is largely why he lost the first trial and why in this trial he's basically, the trial is only about damages because the judge ruled that the jury in the first trial made the binding decision regarding whether there was sexual abuse and whether Trump had defamed Carol. So that jury found that he had done so, and the judge says this trial is only about damages. So I think from Trump's perspective, he's trying to accomplish two things. One is he wants to get his story out, which the judge is going to try to prevent him from getting out, that he didn't do anything wrong here. He's basically been told that's not an issue in the case, but I think he wants to say it anyway. He should have said it the first time. He wants to do it now. But more broadly, he wants to make this argument that Democrats, and I should note that Judge Kaplan is a Clinton appointee from the mid-90s, he wants to make this political argument that Democrats are using the legal system as a political weapon against him. So I think the testimony and the fact that he's been at the trial and participating in it is intended to highlight that theme of his campaign.
And in terms of that theme of his campaign, I was very struck by the exit polling in both Iowa and in New Hampshire, which indicated that a very large proportion of the people who participated as Republicans in the Republican caucuses and the Republican primary said that if Trump were found guilty, if he were convicted of a crime, is the way they asked the question, if President Trump is convicted of a crime, would he be fit to be president? And a third of the people in Iowa said no. And 47% of the people in New Hampshire said no, he wouldn't be fit to be president if he's convicted of something. Do you think there is a real chance that he gets convicted of something before the general election in November?
Oh, I think that you'd have to say that there's at least a 50-50 shot that he'd get convicted. I used to think, Michael, I think I've been wrong about this. I used to think that because the Justice Department, and let me direct this to the two federal cases, the Justice Department purports to follow this unwritten guidance that it won't take action too close to an election because it doesn't want to be accused of influencing the outcome. And I thought that there might be a point in time in 2024 where Jack Smith and the Biden Justice Department thought it was too unseemly to go forward with one of these trials if it got postponed long enough. I now think that they are so committed to trying Trump and trying to get him convicted that even if the trial couldn't start until July or August, they would begin it. And we're talking about 2 to 3 months trials here, but I think they're pretty determined. And if that case in Washington were to get tried, you know, to Washington jury, an Obama judge who seems to be hostile with Trump, there's a very high chance he'd get convicted of at least one count.
So this is fascinating to me. Do you think that this is going to break the pattern? The pattern has been, the more legal trouble Trump has, the more support he gets. That people follow through on what they're saying in exit polls, that would break that pattern, wouldn't it?
Well, if that is the pattern, I mean, my theory of the case has been from the beginning that what the Democrats' plan was to galvanize Republican support for Trump in the primaries, with the understanding that eventually the cases get tried, the bad information comes out. They timed that so that it would happen in the election, in the campaign stretch run. So the dynamic of this was always going to be, it was going to help Trump get nominated, and then it was going to kill him in the general election. I still think that holds. I also think the numbers, to me, Michael, say that he's in trouble, because this is not a normal primary where you would say, you know, you have a bunch of unknown quantities who are trying to appeal to the electorate. This is a guy who's running as an incumbent. He's only getting 50% of the vote.
Andy, can you stay for a few more moments? Look forward to it. We'll continue crucial conversation with Andy McCarthy about the future of the campaign, really, and its connection with Trump's legal challenges. We'll be right back. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Speaking to Andy McCarthy of the National Review, a veteran and very distinguished United States prosecutor for the Justice Department, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. He put the blind sheikh in prison and other terrorist figures. He also writes with deeper knowledge and I think more perception and balanced view than anybody else about some of President Trump's legal challenges. And I was just looking at they've published now a full calendar of the legal proceedings against President Trump. And what it indicates is he's going to be busy with these unfolding cases, Thursday, January 25th, Friday, January 26th, Monday, January 29th, Tuesday, January 30th. And these are cases literally all over the country. And again, it's kind of going to make it more difficult for him to campaign if he continues to fight all of these cases, isn't it?
Yeah, well, particularly, Michael, with respect to the criminal cases, it's a requirement in federal criminal law and in the law of most states that a criminal defendant has to be present for every moment of the trial. In fact, that's a condition of your release when you get out on bail, that you make your court appearances. So if Jack Smith, the prosecutor, had his druthers, the Washington trial of the election interference indictment, which started on March 4th, and the Florida trial of the Mar-a-Lago documents, which started on May 20th, they're both supposed to be 2 to 3 month trials, which means former President Trump would be campaigning from inside the courtroom from the beginning of March through the end of July, or, you know, perhaps into August. So I don't think that's going to hold, because it doesn't look like the Mar-a-Lago documents case doesn't look like it's going to happen, at least prior to Election Day, because of the classified information complications. The March 4th Washington election interference case is going to be held up, I believe, not because of Trump's immunity claim, which is currently on appeal, but because the Supreme Court has taken this term a case involving the use of the obstruction statute against some of the January 6th defendants. And depending on how they come out on that, that could profoundly affect Trump's trial. So I think Judge Chutkan will have to wait to see what the Supreme Court has to say about obstruction. That's not going to happen until the end of June. So I think that case could go later in the summer. And it's possible that Alvin Bragg's case could go in March. That's the Manhattan District Attorney's business fraud case against Trump, although nobody seems to be tripping over themselves with the anxiousness to get that case to trial.
I mean, this is all so enormously complicated, and there's also the case with the Colorado Supreme Court.
Yes.
Having decided to take Trump off the ballot. And now the Supreme Court has agreed to hear that, and I think the general assumption is that at least a majority of the Supreme Court would overrule the decision of the Colorado Supreme Court. Do you think that is the likely outcome? Because there are other states that, using the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, are anticipating action to try to keep Trump's name off the ballot. What happens there?
Yeah, the last time I looked at this, there was some action or other in about 33 states. So a lot hinges on this. I think what we have to hope, Michael, is that the Supreme Court addresses this broadly. Because what I'm a little bit afraid of, because they want to be very narrow here, and I think they want to get no more involved in the election politics than they have to be, I worry that if they decide it too narrowly, they could decide it for purposes of the primaries, but then we'd have a second wave of lawsuits with respect to the general election. So I hope they decide. I don't think they're going to want to get into the fact issues like, was there an insurrection and did Trump participate in it? But I do think they should answer the question of, number one, does Section 3 of the 14th Amendment apply to the president? I think there's a good textual argument that it doesn't. And even if it does, then what process is required for a finding of disqualification? And does that have to be promulgated by Congress, or can a state government do it? So there's a lot involved in it.
And I know that part of what President Trump does in response to all of this is to say this is all the work of Merrick Garland and the Justice Department, and he's under orders from President Biden, who of course appointed him, who's the presiding executive of the United States. But with all of that, this Colorado case, there's no fingerprints there, really. There's no involvement of Merrick Garland at this point, or of the Justice Department, is there?
No, I think what seems to have turbocharged this is some scholarship by a couple of conservative scholars.
Federalist Society guys, yeah.
Yeah, and it really got traction in you know, for it to go from a theory to a bunch of litigation in less than a year is quite a thing for people who, you know, write about the law for a living. So,
and when you say what you were afraid of and about them coming back to court on this, there's also a real possibility, isn't there, that the Supreme Court could overrule Colorado. The Supreme Court of Colorado, at the same time leaving the field open for other states on other bases. So you have a checkerboard pattern where Trump is taken off the ballot in some states, but not in all of them. Is that?
Yeah, that's why I say I hope they rule broadly. And I think they could say something as simple, Michael, as that Section 5 of the 14th Amendment empowers Congress to enact legislation to enforce the provisions of the 14th Amendment. They could simply say that, you know, to the extent Congress has done anything like that, it has enacted a criminal statute where you can be convicted of insurrection. And if you get convicted of insurrection in a proceeding in criminal court where you have all the protections of due process, then you can come back to us and say, let's disqualify this guy. But unless and until Congress, put some kind of a process other than criminal conviction into this, then I don't think it meets what ought to be constitutional due process standards to have some elected partisan Democrat who happens to be the Secretary of State say abracadabra, Trump's off the ballot. I don't think that's anyone's idea of due process.
No. Do you think what... If you were advising Republican leaders who are concerned not only about the presidential election, but the effort by the Republicans to take a majority in the Senate, where the calendar and the schedule and seems to favor Republicans for taking back the Senate, there are real problems defending the House. There are governorships up. To what extent should the Republican Party try to establish some kind of independent identity that is far removed from all of these Trump legal challenges?
Yeah, I think that was something that should have been done a long time ago, but there was too much. There was too much. What did they call that with the economy? Irrational exuberance. There was too much irrational exuberance among Republicans in early 2021, that Trump had so what happened in January 6th, the Capitol riot, and the events leading up to it were so outrageous that he was done as a political commodity, and they decided there was no reason to take him on because they didn't want to insult his base. And what happened was he wasn't nearly as done as they thought he was, and now having not created the kind of distance I think you're prudently referring to here, what they're doing is exactly the opposite. They seem to be falling in line behind him.
It is an extraordinary moment. You can read Andy McCarthy. We've posted some of his most recent commentary at our website at michaelmedved.com. And Andy, keep it up. Your voice is extraordinarily important and very much needed. Not just by conservatives and Republicans, but by everybody in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.